Welcome to Wake Up with Wesley. I'm your host, Wesley. I am sitting here with Julie Larson. Julie. Hi.
Hi.
This is like my most requested podcast. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
People are into the combo. You are my... Okay, so Julie is my personal combo practitioner. You are who I first found that did combo where I live. I didn't know you from... You were just a stranger to me, but I felt so like, okay, this person seems really nice, really safe, and you really knew your shit when it came to combo. So I was like, I'll do it. I'll do it with you. But you are like the queen of combo around Utah. How does that feel?
Oh, gosh, that feels really intimidating, but that's really a big honor.
It's
for sure.
It's kind of the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, you're really taking it by storm.
Well, thank you. No, it's been a really beautiful journey.
So combo, I think, is one of my most requested topics to go into because I think I understand that it's maybe the most polarizing. Like compared to psychedelics, there's like camps that are like all about it and people are that are like, that's never for me. And combo kind of falls in between worlds. It's not exactly a psychedelic. It's not a plant medicine, but it's in the realm. And I think the biggest misconception that I personally get every day that I talk about it is, why would you put a poison on your skin? So combo is from a frog in the Amazon, correct?
Correct.
And it's not a poison. It secretes like a fluid. It's a peptide, but people call it a poison.
Yes. So I try to say it's a secretion because a poison sounds terrifying, mm-hmm. right? If you were going to say, I'm going to put a poison on you, why would you do that?
Well, that's why I didn't do it for so long. Yeah. I was in this space for a decade before I was finally even open to it. And it's because every time I heard about this, they're like, it's a poison from a giant green monkey tree frog. And I was like, no, thank you. No, thank you. I do not want to burn holes in my skin and put poison in the holes. Like it made no sense to me. And then I started it. Do you want to know how I actually became to be more curious and open to doing combo? It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. I'd love to know. Cause I actually don't know the story.
It was skincare.
How funny.
I know. So I'm like a skincare nerd. I taught skincare. I understand like the science of ingredients and chemicals and skin reactions. And I understand the layers of the skin. Mm-hmm. And so when I started looking more deeply into combo and what it was, I learned that it was just an amino acid, like a peptide. Mm-hmm. And then if I take my knowledge from skincare, I understand that peptides on the skin are kind of like a glue, like they add structure. There's so many amazing benefits to applying peptides on the skin and even internally. Like it's collagen. Right. Mm-hmm. Like collagen is a peptide. It's a short chain amino acid.
Hey, you know your stuff.
I know my stuff. So I started.
Why do I need to be on this podcast?
I was like, wait.
You can do this.
World started to blend for me. I was like, yes. Okay, I understand like the beauty industry and the benefit of peptides. And then when I actually did my due diligence and learned about what combo is, I was like, oh, okay, so it's not a poison. It's not ripping through my system. It's like a building block.
Yes, exactly.
And then everything changed for me and I found you.
Yeah, isn't it funny how your brain just automatically shifts and it's like, oh, it's not a poison. It actually mm-hmm. is really good for me. Mm-hmm. There's 170 different types of peptides in combo and some aren't even scientifically proven, but they have found that there are that many in a specific secretion of this combo frog. And so it's fascinating that there's studies out there, but there's not a whole lot of studies that have all these peptides in it. And peptides are amazing for our body. They, as you said, they do really well on our skin and our collagen, but also when it goes internal, it makes your organs clean and cleanses out.
It cleans house.
It cleans house.
It's like, it's the craziest. It really is crazy to me how it works. So a lot of people don't understand how you get the combo. And there's a lot of activists who are like, well, what are you killing the frogs? Are you doing this? So we got to go there because I got so many questions. How is the combo, I guess, harvested?
So combo is a frog from the Amazon, and they're very gentle probably a lot bigger. When you think of a frog, you think of a smaller mm-hmm. frog. It's actually like the size of your palm. It's pretty
like a big old toad.
It looks like a toad, but yeah. it's a frog. And they call it a monkey tree frog. It kind of walks around the jungle almost like a monkey would. Very slow, very gentle. It doesn't have any predators. And so when the rain falls or when the tribes want to go collect them, they actually sing these songs to them and they come to you. They don't run away. You know, frogs usually yeah. jump and move. These guys come to you and like touch, basically.
They don't literally want to be petted.
They're not afraid. They're really, they don't have a lot of fear because they have the secretion on them that all the other insects, all the other animals don't want to lick this frog, don't mm-hmm. want to eat this frog because obviously it's going to wreak havoc on their stomach. Mm-hmm. So with the secretion, they actually, some of them tie them up. Some of them just rest it on the trees and they wipe off the secretion off of their body and put it on bamboo sticks, or some people dry it and then make powder out of it, just depending on what tribes you collect from.
So you can you collect it. They collect it from, and it's in the Amazon.
Yeah.
So they collect it from these frogs. And then in my understanding, it's like you can almost like dehydrate it. Like it can almost like come, it like hardens on itself.
It does harden. And so when I get them from tribes, I buy them specifically from tribes. You can buy it anywhere, but mm-hmm. I like to give money to the tribes because this is actually their medicine. This mm-hmm. is the vaccine of the forest. They go to this to help their tribes, to build their immunity up. And so I love paying for it through them.
Me too.
And
that's like actually why I chose you, is because that was like advertised that you pay the people, like the indigenous people, directly. Like it's like you buy it from them. It benefits them.
It benefits tribe. Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they, I always thank the medicine. I always thank the tribes that when I do serve it, because I think it's such a valuable thing that we get to have this in our hands in America. And this was an ancient medicine for thousands and thousands of years. And then someone just decided to scientifically look up what this was doing to other people and found out there were peptides. And so then it like hit that it was something beneficial for America. And so it's just been, a whirlwind. But to go back to the secretion, it does come just dried, and then you just reconstitute it with water or spit to get the combo.
It becomes activated when it's wet, right? Mm-hmm. On the body.
Yeah.
You want to know what's so funny, Julie, is that, so before I met you, I was working with, it was like a functional medicine place who like hyper focuses on chiropractic and injections and all, like the science is blowing up in this field right now, like especially with peptides. Mm-hmm. And I was working with this guy and he goes, you could really, really, really benefit from peptide therapy. And it's like a series of shots and the peptides are amazing. And there's 18 da 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 da. And it's going to be $8,000. And I was like, oh,
thanks.
I don't want to spend who has $8,000 laying around for a shot every 4 months? But I was like, okay, I understand. And then I was like, wait, combo is a peptide. And there's more peptides in combo than science even has name for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, natural, right? Natural. And those are made in a lab.
It was synthetic versus nature. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I was like, okay, this is a no-brainer to me. Like, I want the benefits of the peptides. I don't want to pay $8,000 for a synthetic shot. I'll kind of bite the bullet and get burned by Julie and let her put this stuff all over me and just see what happens. But the benefits, what are some of the benefits that people can experience with combo?
Benefits are clearer thoughts, better mood, depression and anxiety. People come in all the time with a lot of depression and anxiety. That really does get lifted mm-hmm. within one or two sessions. Increased stamina, endurance. People sleep better. People they hydrate better. They actually take care of their body in a completely different way. They notice how hydrated they are, or lack of hydration after coming to combo, but it does boost your immunity. So there's so many benefits to it. It's so hard to like tell you all of them, but those are kind of like the major.
Okay. So now I've sent every single person I know. So I'm like doing my own scientific research. I'm like, so what changed after you did combo? Like to my mom, to my dad, to my brother, to my friends, to Bronson. And everyone has a different health benefit that they've noticed. So in my little mind, I am thinking of combo like it's like this little superpower is to go to each specific person and alleviate the symptom causing most of the issues in their life. Like for me, I feel like it was a hormone reset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then for Bronson, it was like his eczema got cleared up. It was like a histamine response for him.
Mm-hmm.
And every single person has had a different benefit coming out of the three series. And I'm just like, it's this magical little morphing molecule that goes to the person's individual body and kind of supports the system that needs the most support first.
Right. It's funny because I totally agree with you. Combo cleanses your cells. And so the bacteria, the fungus, the viruses that we've collected that have caused us some like agitation or lack of sleep or mood or sicknesses, it all gets dropped and released and cleansed out of our bodies. And that's what's beautiful about combo, is it really does go to that specific area. It's almost like you have this light bulb that shines a light, and combo goes, oh, I can go there. Mm-hmm. And it goes and cleanses that area first. And
Julie, oh my gosh. It's like intelligent.
Yeah, it really is. I can
feel it in my body. It's crazy.
I always tell people that you're the conduit of combo. You get to tell it where to go, but combo's going to go where it needs to first.
I'm like thinking of me in your basement. I'm like thinking of me when I get combo in your basement, and everyone's like calm and stoic and just like letting the combo do what it does to them. And I am on your floor like a freaking dog crawling around your carpet, deep breathing. And I'm like, why is it so hard for me? Like combo is hard on my system. Not hard on my system, but like it's intense. There's an intensity that I feel when I get combo, and I feel like it's my specific, it's like for me to shut, this is my weird brain. So like, this isn't for everyone. Just everyone know this is me. This isn't everyone with combo, but I'm like a kind of a silent sufferer in life. Like I'll hold a lot, right? Like I will smile when I don't feel like smiling. Like that has been my past. Mm. I'll be in pain. I won't show it. And for whatever reason, when I do combo, it is like my work is to express what I'm feeling in the moment out loud in public, make kind of a fool out of myself, do the loudest breaths of my life, moaning, groaning, and barfing, and look like an idiot. And for whatever reason, that's a part of my medicine too. To like have a public display of being like, well, I'm kind of not in control of what my body wants to do right now. And I'm in front of 5 or 6 or 10 other people. And you just got to go with it. Like, it's wild to me how every single person has a different experience with the combo.
How you sit in combo is how you sit in difficult situations in life. That's what I've noticed.
Okay, so what do you think it means when people are like stoic and still, or people who run around your basement like a bunny rabbit like me?
You know, I find it interesting because I've noticed in the last few weeks, there are people that sit really well with it and just breathe through it and purge what they need to. Or there's people that need movement, that need to lay down when they're not supposed to lay down. Mm-hmm. And there's people that pass out when they shouldn't be passing out. I find that there are things that we try to run away from,
yeah,
and that we try to push away and resist with combo or within our life. So there's a whole slew of things, but I don't know. I think some of the time when I view your sessions, I think your body just needs to move, right? It needs to move that energy. You hold a lot in. And so moving that energy out of our bodies is actually really important. So we as intuitive people, intuitive women, get all this energy and we suck it. We suck it in and we try to hold on to it. Mm-hmm. And in combo, it really does help release and let go of that energy. And so you moving around isn't necessarily a bad thing. I think you're just moving energy out, things that you don't no longer serve you.
I literally shake it out.
Yeah.
Every single time I do combo, I am shaking. It's so physical for me.
Yeah.
There's a physical sensation that I need to move my body in a way that I kind of am like, I judge myself like, oh, everyone else is being still and I'm moving around.
No, that's the thing. I hate when people judge themselves for the other people that are sitting so stoically or so well in combo. They're probably dying inside, right? You don't know what their thoughts are in their head, but they're just like are very calm and centered. There was one girl the other day where she was really sitting very well with it. And then afterwards I asked her how she was doing. And she's like, that was the hardest thing I've ever done.
Really?
I'm like, you held it so well.
Oh my gosh. That is so interesting. Okay. I think we need to back up and tell people how it's even administered on the body.
So how it's administered is I burn superficial layers of your skin.
And everyone's like, does it hurt? Yeah. People are like, no, like it's like asking, does a tattoo hurt? Yeah. She burns you. She pokes you with a stick. Hurts.
Yeah. Not so bad.
No, it's a little burn, like a little.
It's just a little tap, a little sizzle. Sometimes you get a little snap, crackle, pop.
She did my shoulder. She goes, so the shoulders are going to be poppy. And I was like, what the hell is this girl talking about? She burns my shoulders. It snaps. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she knows. Okay. So yeah. So you make some superficial burns with a little stick.
So superficial. There's no blood involved. It's just an open wound to get through your lymphatic system. We want it to go through your lymphatic system and not your bloodstream, because going through your bloodstream could cause worse effects.
Okay.
We want it to go through the lymphatic system because it's flushing out our toxins in our lymphatic system. Our lymphatic system works with your bloodstream, but it's there to reduce and let go of the toxins that have built up in the lymph system. So what combo does is you put, after your superficial layers of your skin have been burned, you put a little tiny little point. How small is it?
I mean, it's smaller than an eraser head.
Yeah, it's really small. It's tiny. So you put one point on that open wound and it will go rush through your lymphatic system. Honestly, your first initial feeling of what it's going to feel like is that stinging sensation right at the wound mark. Mm-hmm. And then your body's going to start warm, starting to flush. Your head might feel like this expanding sensation, almost like a balloon or a headache without the pressure. Those are kind of the first effects of combo. I love getting combo during the wintertime because I tell them that it's like standing in the sun. When there's no sun, you get to stand in the sun.
It feels like the damn sun.
Yeah.
It feels like the hottest sun in the middle of the summer, and you walk outside and you can feel the heat on your skin.
Yes.
That is the best way. You describe it every single time I do combo. It feels like suddenly you are standing right in front of the sun all over your whole body. You get this surge of intense warmth. And now that I've done it so much, it used to freak me out. Like there's anxiety that coincides with this because it's a strange sensation in the body.
Absolutely.
And now I really welcome that feeling. It feels really, really good. The first time I did it, I was like, holy shit, this is a lot. And now I'm like, oh yes, a little fire sunshine bath.
Absolutely. That's it is a fire sunshine bath.
It's a fire sunshine bath.
It's a beautiful way to really warm your entire body, and people's faces get bright red. If you've ever taken the vitamin B niacin, it's that open capillary feeling.
That flush. And then what happens after that initial kind of warming of the body?
Then you'll start feeling some ear pressure. You almost feel it almost like a, have you ever seen those cartoon where the steam is coming out their ears. You almost feel like that pressure coming out your ears. You might feel it come down your throat a little bit, like it's constricting your throat. I promise you can breathe. It's not like so, so bad. Your heart will start fluttering, almost like you're working out without doing anything. You're just sitting there doing nothing, but your heart rate is pumping. It's really working. Some of those peptides in there are really pumping your body, vasodilating your body and flushing all of your blood and your lymphatic system, pushing all of those toxins out. And then you'll start feeling queasy. You'll start feeling nauseous. Yeah. That sort of like, I need to throw up. I need to purge. And that's everyone's most fearful part is, quote, the purge.
I welcome it.
Right?
It's such a release.
There's so much beautiful like power in that purge that a lot of people resist. Mm-hmm. And I try to make them feel as comfortable as possible because honestly, my goal is to give you combo. My goal isn't to make you purge. That's just one of the side effects to having combo. There's purging can look like a whole number of things, though. You don't have to purge through vomit. You can purge through going to the bathroom, through sweating, through crying, laughing, shaking.
I'm a shaker. So that the first two times I did combo with you, I didn't throw up. And even with you, you told me my goal is not to make everyone throw up. This is a common misconception with combo. Like you don't have to throw up to be like, have it be a quote, a good purge or a good experience. But I didn't throw up the first two times. And I, even with your like gentle guidance, I was like, oh fuck, I really messed that up. Like I didn't purge. And I was freaked out by that I didn't purge. It took me the third time till I finally like released. And I think it goes back to that theory that combo fixes what it's first things first.
First things first.
First things first. And for me, with the shaking, it intuitively I felt in that was some nervous system repair for me. Mm-hmm. Maybe some like mold toxicity that I felt I had at some point in my life. And it was funny because I intuitively was feeling these things. I've never had those thoughts before, but I feel like that's the spiritual component of combo, is that I felt like I was getting information, not in a non-psychedelic, in a non-visionary state, but as it was working through my body, I was shaking like a leaf, not throwing up, being like, oh shit, I'm doing this. I'm not throwing up, but what is happening? And it was like a calming voice being like, no, this is good. This is nervous system. This is repairing your nervous system. You got some shit going on in the nervous system.
Good.
And is that common for people to have some downloads?
Oh yeah, absolutely. There is a spirit to combo. There is that beautiful, you get to connect with your higher self. You get to connect with combo because you are the conduit of combo. You get to really just go inward. I love when people just close their eyes and just dive in. Anchor themselves into their intention and really focus on releasing and letting go of what your body doesn't need anymore or what it needs to repair. And what your body needed was repairing of your central nervous system. Mm-hmm. What a powerful way. And there's neuropeptides, not only just peptides, but neuropeptides combo. And so it's really rewiring some of those neuron pathways to help calm that nervous system. And there's also a peptide in there that's called, I'm going to really fib it up if I actually say it out loud, but it is an opiate of sorts. It's 40 times stronger than morphine. And so there's this calm effect that happens on our body after we have combo. And it's just such a beautiful way of experiencing the afterglow.
Oh my God. Can we talk about that? So during combo, we'll clear it up. So it's about 20 minutes of discomfort. That's what I like to say, right?
20 to 30 minutes. You're never in, for me, in my sessions, I tell people you're never in combo for more than 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. If you've done some sort of purge at some point, I'm going to check in with your body and see if you need to hold that medicine a little bit longer. And I say medicine, but it's a secretion, right? That's the medicine of the tribe. But I'm going to see if you need to hold that on for a little bit longer or I wipe it off. So depending on when you've purged and what your body is telling me, you're never in combo more than 30 minutes. And then afterwards, it's instantly you feel better.
Yep.
Right? It is like the once it's wiped out. Yeah.
She goes around and she'll wipe it off. Each individual person is different. The second that she wipes it off, the dots, the marks, yeah, it's like, oh, okay, I feel so much. It's the feeling of you throw up after the flu. And do you know how much better you feel the second you throw up? You're like, oh, I'm not even sick anymore.
Right.
It is instantaneously better.
Well, it's, and that's how people feel when they start purging, right? Once you get that purge out, you're like, oh, finally, I feel better.
Yeah.
Like I've released so much. So yeah, it relaxes the body.
Mm-hmm. I often wonder if you have to kick people out of your house because we get real comfy cozy after. We just like lay down to use these mats. And I have to tell myself like, okay, I've been here a real long time now. Just whatever. like chilling in her basement. I'm like, we should probably go. But you get really comfortable after that. It's this blissy, you just want to swim in the relaxation that you feel after. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the day that you get combo, I always like to take it really easy. I intuitively eat really clean. I clear my day. And then it is like it's a day. The combo days are days that I want to take it easy. I want to journal. I just want to crawl into my bed, not have any responsibility. And then that next morning after combo,
watch out.
You wake up. It's like a clarity. I have net. What is that, Julie? What is that?
It is one of my favorite things in the world. I call it my combo day because it's like, I feel the endurance. I feel the clarity. I feel that mood boost, mm-hmm, that just pushes me forward, just gives me that courage to go and check the boxes of the tasks I need to get done. It really does open your mind and the clarity is there to get the shit done.
I think it's because there's all these physiological benefits. Like, yeah, it's literally cleaning house. So that right there, you're like, wow, I feel good. I have energy, clear, yes, energy for the first time ever. But then there's this spiritual energetic lens that I think the people in the Amazon actually view it as is, yes, it cleans the physical body, but there is like an energetic purge to it too. Like it literally shakes off stagnant energy. Mm-hmm. And that's up for debate because people are like, okay, well, I don't know. Is that quantifiable? Can we measure that it shakes off energy? You can't.
No, but why would you want to? Why would you want to try to measure something? You can just live
experience it.
And what in the jungle this is for, it's called the warrior medicine. And they do this right before a hunt. Mm-hmm. And they want to be clear-headed. They want to have that endurance. They want to be able to go long distances and try to find their food without needing the food. Mm-hmm. Right? It does suppress your appetite. It does suppress those things in you, but it does push you into, and your endurance is a lot higher.
Yep. The stamina.
Yeah. The stamina is a lot higher. And so they can hear things differently. They can see things differently. They can compartmentalize everything around them, in a better, insightful way. And then it actually reduces their body odor. So the animals don't smell them before they go and hunt.
It like cleans the human inside out. That I mean, you cannot, we can't claim that. It's what I've experienced personally. Like,
yeah,
cleaned inside out, mentally, physically, spiritually.
Absolutely.
I feel like a new person after the combo days. Mm-hmm. And then it has real long lasting benefits. Pardon the interruption. Did you know that 70 million Americans have chronic sleep issues and 50% of Americans deal with sleep deprivation? You've probably dealt with this at some point in your life because I know I have, and I know how difficult it can be. One of our favorite brands here, Ned, is here to help with their incredible new product, Shut Eye Chai. So it's inspired by 5,000 years of ancient healing traditions, and it is Ned's biggest product launch to date. It's a mellow super blend latte for sleep, and it combines adaptogens, aminos, functional mushrooms, and magnesium. You guys, seriously, they're the best ingredients that are out. It's like the best ingredients wrapped in a heavenly masala chai inspired spice body drink. So think like a cinnamon, clove, gingery cup of tea, and it's just real good stuff inside there. So it doesn't just set you up for an amazing night's sleep, because ingredients like chaga, reishi, ashwagandha, all those are deeply nourishing to our body. So we're getting a ton of additional benefits to the sleep benefits. Shuti Chai will help calm our nervous systems. It nourishes our senses and sends us off peacefully into dreamland. It's all natural, made exclusively from functional botanicals, fungi, herbs, plants, minerals, roots, and spices. So if you've been listening to my show, you already know how much I love using NED products. Their CBD is impeccable, but like adding this into my nighttime routine, it's just like, chef's kiss. Shuti Chai. It's taken my nights to the next level, especially in the wintertime. Just calms me down with a nice warm cup of cozy by the fire. It's ideal. So discover how Shuti Chai can revolutionize your sleep and get 15% off with code Wesley. Go to helloned.com/Wesley or enter code Wesley at checkout. So that's HELLONED.com/Wesley to get 15% off. Now, sweet dreams. Let's talk about ice baths. As you've probably seen on my Instagram, I have been very into cold plunges. I just love them. This is something I've avoided for a long time, and I finally bit the bullet. I am doing the cold plunges, and I'm obsessed. I'm never going to live a life without them. So I love doing cold plunges because I've researched all the benefits of immersing your entire body into cold water, and there are too many benefits to name. I'm serious. My favorites are obviously the nervous system support and even repair, and the dopamine, it's proven, scientifically proven, to increase after an ice barrel plunge. So after a cold plunge, I feel both energized and relaxed at the same time. So it's kind of like the feeling after you get a massage. It's similar to that. So cold plungers are great for immune support. It's proven that being immersed in cold water stimulates the leukocytes. So those are the white blood cells that help fight off sickness. And cold plunging also causes the lymphatic system to contract, forcing fluid through the lymph nodes. So this process aids in detoxing the body and strengthening the immune system. I just got an ice barrel myself, and I cannot tell you how much I love it. It's my favorite and only cold therapy training tool, and my whole family gets to be involved. It's like a fun activity to do together that kind of creates, I mean, it's definitely a unique family bonding experience. And I really respect and I love what Ice Barrel is doing, because they're just a brand that is bringing more awareness to the benefits of cold therapy. And I think you all might really like it as much as I do. So I love how the Ice Barrel, it allows me to sit up right when I'm doing my cold plunges versus laying down. So that improves my breathing. I have more control in that aspect. And also, in my opinion, it just looks better. It doesn't take up hardly any space. It's way more compact, way more user-friendly. And I love how I feel every single time I use my Ice Barrel. It's challenging, but definitely worth the reward. So I worked with Ice Barrel to get you all $125 off so that you can try it out and see if you like it as much as I do. I threw in a link in my show notes, so, and you'll see me sharing on social much more too. So you can go to icebarrel.com/Wesley and use my code Wesley to get $125 off, you guys. It's an amazing discount. Ice Barrel offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and with 100% satisfaction. Again, that's icebarrel.com/Wesley and use my code Wesley to get $125 off. So get colder, feel better, and let me know what y'all think. Now let's get back to the show. Julie, you have a, I don't know if it's like combo, like if this is for everyone across the board, but in your practice, you suggest doing a series of three, like you sit with you and combo three separate times within a window of 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
And can you explain why that is a protocol that you adhere to?
So anyone could come and experience combo and just see for themselves, really just understand the medicine space with combo, but you won't get the full benefits unless you do those three sessions in a 28-day period. Not to say that you won't see the benefits, but with your first session, you're dipping your toe into the water, you're testing it, you're making sure that it's safe for you, you're really trusting combo in general, trying
and
to like
you.
Experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And me, and you're really wanting to experience this, but also like, I don't know what I'm doing. This shit scares mm-hmm. me. So it's really an introduction to the medicine. and our bodies take a little bit longer to feel the medicine. Obviously, you've had it now several times.
Yeah, I react differently.
Your first time is a lot longer to even feel the hot sensations than they are now, because your body's like, oh, I know exactly what to do with this. So the second session, you get a little deeper. And I say the third session is like putting your hand in the drain, pulling out all the dead leaves, pouring Drano in it, and cleaning the whistle. Yeah. It's just a really good overall cleanse that if you do it three times in a 28 days, it does do that trifecta, that full body cleanse.
To me, there was some wisdom in the 28-day cycle with like a woman's cycle. Like a woman's body, our hormones. It's like you're hitting it on, I didn't know if that was like the methodology, if that's the why, but in my mind, I was like, this makes a lot of sense. Like I'm hitting it in each phase of my menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, ever since I did combo, my body is, it was pretty regular before, but now I am so tapped into the signaling in my body since combo. Good. And I have to correlate it. It's the only thing that's changed in that way, but hormonally. And then I even feel like it healed my gut, my leaky gut.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a possibility?
Yeah, no, it really is. There's peptides in there that cleanse every single organ, and it does clean out that cleans the whistle. Really does do a number on our digestive system and build those, what are those called?
I don't know.
The villas. What are they called? Yeah. The microbes.
Like they look like hair in our intestines. Yes. Whatever that is. It's like
science.
It's the gut permeability. It like closes those links, right? Yes. That we get those little holes. And for whatever reason, I'm like, oh, I can eat gluten. I couldn't eat gluten before I did combo.
Yeah.
And I kind of avoid it now just because I think I'm probably sensitive to it. But I was like, oh, I can totally eat whatever I want and I'm not reacting, which was such a crazy thing. I didn't even think that would help me with.
Because you have bacteria that's causing you to have those gut issues, right? Mm-hmm. And you're cleansing that out of your system. You're secreting your liver well enough to release the overload of toxins that I've been holding on into your body. And so then your liver is like healthier and happier to detox some of those harsher food items and doesn't give you a whole big reaction.
Yeah, it works, man.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a question here that a lot of people were wondering about, and it was, who is combo not for? What's the contraindications, if any?
If you have heart issues, probably best not to.
Is it because it really does speed up the heart so quick?
Yeah. So there's a vasodilation and vasoconstriction that happens. So your heart rate jumps to 180 sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. You don't notice it, but it does jump that high, and it also jumps really low. So if somebody has a heart monitor, they can see how high their...
Oh, I don't think I'd wear mine. That would freak me out.
It would. But I have done it before, and you can tell that it does jump from high to low. But honestly, it's not as scary as that sounds. Mm-hmm. But if there has been an issue with your heart, I would definitely advise not to do that.
Okay.
If people are on immune suppressants, it's probably advisable not to do that because you're lowering your immune system. And people...
What if you're on like SSRIs or antidepressants?
Oh, bring it on. Let's do this.
So you can, there's no contraindications with medicines like that.
Not with SSRIs. There are prescriptions that I'd advise you not to take.
Okay.
But just on a day-to-day basis, like I just want to know what prescriptions you are taking. But with an SSRI, an MAOI, let's dive in. That's one of my like secret passions, is I really love getting to the root cause of the depression and anxiety, because you don't necessarily need those prescriptions for a long term. I think they're valuable in a short term, but for a long period of time, if people have been on them for several years, all right, let's dive in. Let's see what we're doing. What we're doing in our life.
I'm sure you know the science just came out that like the dopamine deficiency It was a theory. It was never accurate. Did you know that that is proven now? They have proven that it's actually not a chemical imbalance. They're saying now that it points more to like vitality, like a, like you're probably living a life not in alignment.
Exactly.
Like, this is science saying it now. Isn't that good. Wild?
Good. It, what's happening in your life? What are you eating? What's going on in your life? What are your relationships look like?
Are you in a career
like?
You hate?
Yes.
This is shit we should look at.
Are like, you holding your boundaries? Yeah. Right? There's so many things that coincide with depression and anxiety. Are you speaking your truth? Are you holding in certain things that should be voiced? Right? Uh-huh. It's, I think, I don't know. I just truly believe that there's so much around depression and anxiety that we still are finding out. And 90% of serotonin is built in the gut. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we eating, you guys?
Yep.
10% is in our brain. Let's start eating well.
It matters. It really, this is one of the things that I actually wanted to talk to you about because it's kind of, this is me being manipulative and I know that. Like, let's just lead with that. Let's lead with that. So I understand because I have so many people that come to me and they're like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And I can just feel the judgment. I can feel the lack of, information, true information. They hear one thing, they make a snap judgment. They're like, what are you doing? You're crazy. This is not smart. And then those same people who come at me like that, if I mention that I've lost 11 pounds since doing combo, they're like, okay, what's your number? Like, yeah, just kidding. I don't care about any of that anymore. You lost how much weight? How fast? Okay, what's your number? Let's call. So like, that is my sneaky manipulation. Okay, you're judging the shit out of me. I lost 11 pounds. You want a number? Yes, I do. Like, let's talk about metabolism because that is something that happened to me when doing combo that I didn't go in there for. And it was a byproduct of within 3 months, I don't even weigh myself. We were moving actually when the first time I did combo with you a year ago.
Yeah.
And I was unpacking. I got a scale and I felt like my clothes were fitting different. But I was like, I don't really care. But I genuinely, Julie, I don't really give a shit. I have let this
go.
It is like, this is womanhood to me. I have let that go.
Throw the scale away,
you guys. I couldn't believe I had a scale. I was like, what? I have this? I like brush off the dust. I stand on it. I'm 11 pounds down. The only thing I changed was doing combo. And then I did a little self-evaluation and I was like, okay, I think it helped me. It helped my relationship with food in a way that I didn't know I needed help with a relationship. I for years before I was doing like macros, cleanses, Whole30, all these things because I had Epstein-Barr. This is why initially I really take my health seriously. I mean, Julie and I broed the first time I was like, she's my type of woman. It's because we bought the same water system. I'm like, I understand a woman who like cares about this stuff.
And I'm I think it takes us.
Yeah. Someone who's been sick before to really invest in your health in the way that I know you do and I do. So I was like, you're my type. I get it. Like, I get you. But it comes with like a lot of food fear and a lot of morality in around food. And I've been dealing with this for about 10 years and I felt like I found a really healthy spot in recent years. And then I did combo and it was like, I cannot eat bad food, not because I don't want to or I'm afraid of it. It's because my body doesn't crave it. It changed my appetite and it changed my satiate. I don't know what that word is.
Satiate.
Yeah. Like when I stop eating when I'm full. And that feels like monumental to me because I didn't know I was always overeating or restricting food before. And now I cannot imagine an existence where I'm not eating when I'm hungry or eating because I'm like, oh, well, I need more protein. So it's like 11 o'clock at night and I'm pounding cottage cheese when I don't even want cottage cheese. And I'm like living my life off these numbers and these apps instead of tuning into my body. And now that's really how I live. And my body responded without effort. It just came into homeostasis. And I think it genuinely, my body felt safety. And it just let go of unwanted weight. And then it could digest food better than it ever has in the last 9 years. I mean, I'm like a regular Sally these days.
That's amazing.
So that's my trick, my manipulation. I'm like, yeah, you might lose weight. Everyone will do it now. And you might lose weight with combo. Isn't that weird?
Well, it's an emotional weight and physical, right? You're listening. Yeah. You're finally listening to your body. For the first time, you're listening to those reactions of, oh, no, that didn't actually feel good to me. I'm not going to eat that anymore.
It made my body speak louder to me about what it wants and what it very much dislikes. And now I just honor the signaling in a totally different way.
Good.
So this brings me to, I want to know, Julie, how you became to do what you do here. Like, were you always this interested in this type of work? Were you kind of like, ugh, like I was to this work?
Well, I've been a health nut forever, and I also have been a sick nut forever. Mm-hmm. So I've really tried to understand and know the body inside out. I, at 16, wanted to learn how to massage people. So I went to massage school at 19. I really wanted to know the insides of what the body was doing, and I loved anatomy so much. Like, I was such a nerd. Just really loved how movement and muscles could really benefit the body. And by doing massage, it was moving your lymphatic system. Mm-hmm. And I found a lot of value in that. And then I got into this world. Okay, short story. I was sitting in an ayahuasca ceremony, and right before we started drinking the tea, and people were talking and just saying, hi, how are you? What do you do? You know, those sorts of cordial talks before, because everyone's so nervous to drink the tea. And one girl said that she was a combo practitioner, and I just was like, oh, all right, cool. I had no desire to sit in combo. I heard about it and I was like, no, that does not sound fun. Mm-hmm. Not at all. So then I told my friend about my experience with ayahuasca, and she mentioned how her body was feeling really low and that she couldn't hang. She just like was eating way too much junk and she was just feeling lethargic. And I said, well, I actually met someone who does combo. I don't know if that would help. And she said that she wanted me to like sit with her to, you know, have that experience. And I was like, I'll sit with you, but I won't actually get it.
Really? This is how it started? You said no?
I said no. I told her that I drove her to this appointment, and I sat with her and watched it be administered to her and watched the whole process. I was like, wow, this is cool, also intense, and I'm not so sure I want to do it yet, mm-hmm. but hopefully this helps her. And I've known this girl for a few years, and she was just really low. She had a lot of stress in her life, a lot of things that happened in her life that just tear you down. And the next day, I saw her and she checked everything off her list. She got her car wash. She got gas in her car. She got her oil changed. She went and got groceries. She went and worked out. She started talking in a completely new light. It was almost like the darkness had dissipated and the light shone finally for the first time.
Wow.
And that was just one session with combo. And I was like, all right, there's something to this.
The reluctant, like that's me every single time. I'm like, shit, I gotta do it.
I actually have to see it before I experience it.
Yeah.
And so I went in there not expecting anything like what she had, right? Because if we have expectations, obviously we're going to be super bummed. So I just went in there with an open mind. And that first initial point being placed on me, it was seriously standing in the sun. Mm-hmm. I felt so amazing, so alive for the first time. And after the session, I thought, wow, I need to have this in my own medicine cabinet. How can I get this? How can I just provide this for myself and for my family?
Day one,
I was like, I need to know this. I need to know this inside out. So yeah, that's kind of how it started.
It called to you. Like, you knew you needed to be a practitioner the very first time.
Yeah, but I was so resistant to it. I feel like I'm always resistant to the things that really like put me in the right direction. Yeah. But yeah, it was such a beautiful transformative medicine that I am now able to help provide for other people. It's just so beautiful.
So you learned on yourself. Like, you became your own first client. You learned through your own body, and then your husband, right, Dan?
Yes.
So you just started administering it to Dan.
Yes. Thank you, Dan, for being my guinea pig. I love you so much.
Thank you, Dan. We all appreciate you, Dan, for taking one for the team.
He's been my guinea pig through so many things. And yeah, he first got combo from me. But yeah, I learned how to serve it to myself for about 3 months. I did, quote, the combo dieta. Every week I'd serve myself combo.
Okay.
And different areas of my body, because it would react differently, or how many points I would do, I would react differently. So learning from myself, then I was able to then serve Dan and make sure that I was doing it properly and holding space for him and making sure that he was getting enough combo in him. And he was a good guinea pig.
He was.
I served him 11 points.
You
one
did
time.
Not.
I did.
Okay. For context, the most I've ever done, Julie, wait, have I done 5? I mean, you probably don't remember. You see this every day. I think I
What's
did
What's on
5.
Your back? Is it 5 or the 4? Your spine.
I have a whole, because we've done it 3 times on my spine. So like my whole spine is covered in combo dots right now. Cool. And honestly, I think it looks sick. It's like cooler than a tattoo to me.
I know. People are so afraid by the scars.
There
are a few people.
It.
And then people are like, no, I earned these scars. These scars are cool.
They fade really quickly too. They do. Like, they don't last for forever, but no. I like flashing it all the time. It's like my version of a tramp stamp on my spine, my combo spine. I seriously love it. But I think the most I've ever done is 4 points at a time.
Yeah.
So how is he with 11? I mean, more medicine, more of an effect, correct?
Yes, definitely. So it's a lot more intensified. I've only had 7. That's the highest amount I've ever gone. Mm-hmm. But 11 is big. I don't think I could ever serve him 11, to be honest, ever again. He was on certain medications that masked it. So it protected the combo from actually like penetrating as deep. And so I would never put 11 points on him again because he's now able to process and move that through his body really easily because he doesn't have medications he's on.
Wow. That is wild.
But thank you, Dan, for
Thanks, Dan.
Letting me do that.
Love you, Dan.
Love you.
So then you started administering it to people. You started opening up to people in your space, and it has just grown kind of organically. And now by word of mouth, I mean, it's client testimonials that have really, you don't really market. You don't even need to. I think so many people are finding this and just sharing it with their loved ones that it's organically grown into what it is, which is, I mean, it's a big old operation these days.
It really is. And I'm so grateful for the people that talk about their experience and shine it in a light that makes people come back, right? And makes new people come, because there are times when I've heard combo described and you're like, I would never do that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I was purging everywhere and throwing up, and you get those types of stories that really freak people out, but it's really a beautiful experience. It's a beautiful way of moving that energy and releasing, because it's a non-psychoactive. You get to be very much in your body. You're very aware of your surroundings. You're very aware of your body doing these emotions or these physical purges. So it's a beautiful way of experiencing it.
I think it's such a great place to start in this, in the whole world of psychedelic assisted therapies.
Yes.
Because it's not a psychedelic.
Yes.
Like you are very much, like you said, you're aware, you're coherent, you know exactly what's up. There's nothing psychedelic-y about it. Mm-mm. But there are those intuitive pings that I think are the little gateway, the little, the door to being like, oh, this isn't what I've been told it was. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of misconceptions. And now, like, I'm not afraid of diving into self, because combo makes you dive in to self in a way that I think is jarring for a lot of people. And then once you do it, you're like, oh no, I want to go deeper, and I'll go deeper because the benefits I mean, it's worth it. That's what they realize. I wish that I would have done combo first.
Me too.
You do?
Absolutely.
I wish I would have done it first. It was so funny. I did everything ass backwards.
I have a lot of people ask me what they should do first. And I hate telling people what to do, right? It's whatever calls to you first. Do whatever you'd like. But for me, if I was going to do my journey again, I do combo way before any of the mm-hmm. other psychedelics. Mm-hmm. It does cleanse your body. It releases so many emotions that you've held on and that you don't have to release in a psychedelic.
Yeah.
You know, I find I've done several mushroom journeys. And I really wish I could have done combo before having those first initial mushrooms, because of how much I had to shed, how much I had to release in mushrooms. And it would have been maybe a little easier in combo.
Well, I've heard that actually ayahuasca and combo, they call them like brother sister spirits.
Yes.
Like it's so beneficial to do combo before ayahuasca. And with ayahuasca, there's a ton of dieta, like a lot of contraindications. You got to basically stop everything. And combo is the one thing with Aya that they're like, no, do that the day before, man. Like, cleanse the physical body so then you can go deeper into your psychosomatic work with Aya the next day. So it makes so much sense why you wished you would have done it before a big mushroom, like a psilocybin journey.
Yeah. And combo is so great before an ayahuasca ceremony because you get that pre-purge. Uh-huh. But if somebody's having a hard time integrating back into life after an ayahuasca experience, combo is so amazing.
Because it's grounding.
It's grounding you. It just puts you in your body, like just beautifully, just really centers you.
I did not think about that. Julie, I'm going to call you up soon. Okay. So people need to know, you offer this, to me, it's newer, but it's not new to you. You've been doing this for a while now. You are actually teaching people how to become, like, you have a self, explain what you do. You have a self-serve study now, right? That you're helping people learn how to self-serve their own combo.
Yeah. So created this program, it's called Your Self-Serve Combo, and it's just learning the benefits, learning the history, learning how to serve yourself combo in a environment that's safe. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful way to have that medicine in your own home. But I definitely teach you safety protocols, water protocols, burning and mixing the combo, that sort of thing. And so if people find value in sitting with combo and want to have that on a regular basis, self-serve combo is the way to go. And then if they want to further their own practice and want to share it with their other loved ones or their friends and clients, then there's another program that's going to come out soon that is more the practitioner course.
How to become a combo practitioner like
yeah,
you.
Yeah. And to me, for your self-serve, I love having people really take their time and learning the medicine for themselves, really learning the ins and outs of what their body is doing in combo, because the more you serve yourself combo, the better you can serve other people mm-hmm. if you become a practitioner. So
this is, I think, the last question. I didn't ask this earlier, but this, I think, is a big hot topic with combo, is the legality. And I think people think it's illegal because they lump it into psychedelics or plant medicine. And it's actually legal. It's not plant medicine. It's not a psychedelic. What category does it fit in? And is it legal in most states? Do you know? It's legal in Utah.
I think it's legal in most states.
Like it across the board.
Yeah. It's that one where it's not had so much like shown in spotlight in the psychedelic world that it's still not regulated in that form of you have to have a license or have to be certified in XYZ to be a combo practitioner. So anyone can serve someone else combo, but is that really safe?
Is where discernment comes.
Is that really necessary? Is that really safe to have someone put a secretion on you that can do a whole number of things? I've seen somebody go into a seizure. I've seen people faint during this. And so if they're not trained in it properly, if they don't know what to do and how to do it, it's really not very safe. And so I always push that on people, like, please serve yourself constantly, like once a week for 3 months in order for you to understand the ins and outs before you actually place combo on someone else's body.
And I always tell people, ask questions the same way. If I were to go get a knee replacement and I would go to a surgeon, I would say to this guy, where'd you graduate from? How long have you been doing this? How many times have you performed this surgery? Where's your reviews, dude? Like, I want to talk to people who have used this particular surgeon. It's the same for me when I'm working with any plant medicine. This, a combo practitioner. Like, I gave you the rundown when I met you. I was like, excuse me, miss, how long have you been doing this and how did you learn it and how safe is this? And I vibe people out. I think it comes off quite abrasive.
You have to, though.
That's the way to lead in this
space. It's your body. Why not? Mm-hmm. Why not trust your intuition? And I want to put bunny hop on what you just said. If you still don't feel comfortable and you're sitting in that basement or you're sitting in that space and you don't feel comfortable with that person that's serving you combo or serving you medicine, you can absolutely leave.
Yeah.
Please get up and leave.
Our kryptonite is our politeness.
Yes. You don't have to actually stay there.
Yeah.
You're not benefiting anyone by doing that, by suffering through something that you don't actually want to do. Or so you don't feel
thoroughly,
safe.
Thoroughly vet these practitioners. Ask the uncomfortable questions. If they're offended that you're asking, that's probably the first sign that you shouldn't. Like, if they don't want to answer these questions, probably find someone else. Yeah. For real. And then how do people find you? Like, if they want to learn, if they want to do the self-serve course, if they want to just experience combo with you, where is the best place to find you online and
everywhere else? Well, we have a website. My husband and I actually have like come together and are doing this together. I've needed a lot of help because combo has been such a massive explosion. Everyone's talking about it. And so he has been so amazing and helpful. And so he built me a website that actually does very well, called comboco.com, KAMBOCO.com. Or you can find me on Instagram.
And it's comboco on Instagram.
Yeah.
Too.
Comboco.
Julie, thank you so much do you want to know the hours that you just saved me from answering people's DMs that I wouldn't even do properly? Like, I know myself well. I was like, I don't know these answers. Like, I got to get Julie on here to talk about golf.
I'll answer them all.
Okay. And really, I'm just appreciative to you, what you've created here. The healing that I've gotten through combo. I mean, just so everyone knows, I have committed. I'm going twice a year to Julie. No, for the rest of my life, you're going to see me tell him old saggy lady. That's the truth, Julie. Please don't stop serving combo ever. I need you. I don't want to learn how to self-serve. I need you to do it for me.
There are some people that just need that practitioner. And I love that, right? You want to get the experience, but you don't want to have to do it yourself.
No, I know myself. I'd be sitting in my bathroom for 4.5 hours being like, oh, I'm going to poke. Ah, I can't do it. I need you just to I need the accountability and the embarrassment of the people around me to not be such a wuss and just do it. But it's genuinely not that bad.
It really isn't that bad. No. You just have to experience this the first time. And I honestly, the people that come through my door and are freaked out, they don't know what to expect. They leave going, when's my next one? Mm-hmm. How can I schedule with you again?
I actually like doing it all in the same week. Some, that's a lot for people, but I'm like, I want it boom, 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 boom every other day.
Oh yeah.
And then I'm done for the month.
It's great.
It's great.
Either way you do it, it's great.
Okay, Julie, we love you. You're such a little gift to this community. I'm so grateful I found you. I'm so grateful you do this.
You're amazing.
Everyone go find Julie at Combo Co. on Instagram and her website. And she has a plethora of information, a wealth of information there. Like this is, we're scraping the very tip of what you really, I mean, there's a lot of information there. So go find her. And you guys, come back next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.